Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be praised. Hallelujah. Be praised. Hallelujah. Welcome, family, to Kol Elohim. I'm your brother, Ariel, once again. Somebody shoot me a text and let me know I'm coming through clear. Gratefully, we can hear this week. And sometimes, hello, I think he's going to get the best of things. But in the end, last week, Yahweh, as usual, gets the last laugh. He gets the last laugh, as usual. Hallel never can stop what Abba Yah is going to do. Never. Never. He will always make a way for us. Always make a way. Always. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. We are in the Shabbat door right now. The Shabbat is open. Blessed are you. Excuse me, let me open up with a prayer. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Mercy. Thank you for giving us your understanding, Father. Thank you for Torah Aki. Thank you for allowing us to see another Shabbat, Father. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you. Father, I ask and pray for all those who are ailing, Father. In any kind of way, Father, that you touch and heal them, Father. Touch and heal them, Father. Father, let it be thy will that you heal thy people, Yisrael, our Father. Father, I ask and pray for that any blockage in spirit, Father, that they cannot hear your word, Father, for whatever reason, Father, that you touch and heal them, Father. Remove the adversary away from them, Father. Give them a reprieve. Give them a break this 24 hours, Father, in Shabbat, Father. Open them up, Father, so they can hear your word, Father. Open us up, Abiyah. Abiyah, thank you. Thank you for the breath of life. Thank you for Yahushua. Thank you for the Mishkar, Father. I ask and pray for forgiveness for my sins and for the sins of Israel, Father, that you continue to cover us. And if we go to the left or to the right, Father, that you, with your loving commitment, Father, bring us back, Father. With your loving commitment, your right hand, Yahushua HaMashiach, Father, bring us back to that straight and narrow line. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us holy Shabbat. As a heritage, a remembrance of creation, blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once again, thank you, Aki, for giving me that thumbs up, giving me that heads up. Let me know we're sounding good. Torah. And again, as we talked about last week, and we will be continuing in the introduction of mind, body, and soul. Mind, body, and soul. And as I get out of the way and allow Abba Yah to do what he's going to do, as Brother Daniel would say, Abba Yah do what he do. I just want to ask and pray for forgiveness. Abba Yah, ask and pray for forgiveness. It's amazing what we'll be talking about. And what we talked about last week, we're going to go through what we talked about briefly throughout the scripture, because we didn't get a chance throughout this lesson to take that lesson. And Brother Hobbs said, you don't have to do that one over. So hopefully within this 6 weeks, or if we have to do a seventh week, whatever Yahweh's will, we will do a seventh week, whatever Yahweh's will, we have to do the first lesson over. But we'll be talking about that. And that the journey that Abba has us on is mind, body, and soul. And, right, because for we can come to understand who we are. We can come to understand what Abba needs from us as Yisrael, you know, as each individual begin to look in the mirror, in the law of liberty, and begin to purge ourselves, right? And I feel a little heartbroken right now. A little heartbroken because I know I had to ask Abba for forgiveness. But and that's what we'll be talking about, these life experiences that Abba sent us through, right? He sent us through these life experiences, can learn and come to understand him, right? Can learn and come to understand ourselves. And as I was just sitting there, you know, meditating in the music and listening to the music just before I come on the blog talk, I try to get my ruach in the right place, my spirit in the right place, and try to get rid of this week and get rid of whatever happened in the past. And Abba gave me an understanding to a dream that I had shared with Brother D.U.L. and Brother Ahava. And it cut me because when he gave me the understanding, he also showed me that this is what you did wrong too. And what came to my mind is I could hear Rabbi Gershon Ben Daniel was, we block our blessings. It's like Yahweh want to take us to the next. We always put our hand to something, and he got to move that blessing back, right? He had to move that one back. And the dream was, I'm going to tell y'all the dream. The dream was I was guarding or keeping somebody's vodka stuff. Vodka, right? I had, in my house, I had a whole, and it wasn't the house I lived in, but the house was mine. And a friend of mine, I have no idea who the friend is, right, left me vodka. I mean, boxes on top of boxes of vodka. Right, and people was trying to break in my house and steal this vodka. And I can see people running out my front door with boxes of vodka, right? Which was a strange dream to me anyway. And I'm running people down, getting the vodka from them, taking the vodka. It's not my vodka. You can't take it. You cannot take this. And I wouldn't let nobody steal this, whoever this friend was, vodka. And, you know, our dreams, the dream, it shifted. And I ended up in, like, I'm going to say like an airplane hangar, right? Because the room was real big. Whereas, though, if you ever saw an airplane hangar, that's how the room switched. And it had a real big front door on it. And as I was in the room, in the front door, you could see through the front door. This man walked through the front door. But he was absolutely, he had to be like albino looking dude too, real big. And he had like a hockey stick in his hand, right? And when he came in the door, he had to reach down to shake my hand. And when he reached down to shake my hand, I had to reach all the way up to shake his hand. And when I reached up to shake his hand, he took my hand because I didn't see at the time that another one, same size as this dude, about 15, 20 feet tall, handed my hand to this dude. And when he handed my hand to this dude, he walked out, and I was still shaking, standing up, shaking the dude's hand. And as I was laying there just now, meditating, that dream came back. And I had this dream about 3-4 weeks ago, but I got a chance to talk to the two brothers about it, and both of them said, oh, we got to pray about that because we want to understand it. And I was like, yeah, I want some understanding too. And I was just, as I was laying there, he showed me. But then the sadness came in because I knew, and he also showed me he did something wrong. And it was like, whatever this, I understood that was a Malachite. Because whenever I had dreams and the man, the man is super tall like that, I knew it was. It's the Malachim or Yahushua, but I always see the same man that represents Yahushua. So I knew it wasn't him, but I didn't know what it meant. And it was like, what Yahweh just showed me was, all right, that one took you so far. Now, this is the one that's going to take you far. But what hurt is he also showed me what I did wrong at the same time as I was laying in bed. And when you get that, right, when you know you did something wrong and obviously you just feel so bad, right, and repentant. But that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, so that's why I put that out there first, because Abba wants us to use these life experiences, not so we can get down and yes, be truthful in your repentance. Be truthful in your repentance. Be honest in that. And want to change. And want to change. Want to do better for Abba Yah. Because he wants to take us to a higher level. He wants to take us somewhere else. But as Rabbi Gershom Ben Daniel say in the movie, that we like a bunch of can't get rights, right? A bunch of can't get rights. Because we always, but that's the human nature. We'll talk about that tonight, too. We'll talk about human nature tonight. We're going to talk about some things tonight about human nature. But Abba Yah, that true repentance. And one of the things is as we talk to me and however we talk all the time, and what he was showing us is after, it's like we come in full circle, Abba Yah, because you get introduced to him, then you get the knowledge, you get the understanding of it. But after that, you have to get knowledge and understanding of yourself. And not until we get knowledge and understanding of who we are that we truly can serve Yahweh. And he gave us that yesterday, man. So we were talking, and that came right in me. Not until we get knowledge and understanding of who we are, that's when we truly can serve Yahweh. But we can always look at each other's lives or our own lives, and we can say when the sister is serving, when I am serving, when he is serving, when she is serving, when that fire is on high, right? When the Ruach is coming through them and they just fire. And I'm going to put myself on there, right? If we're observing, if we know that when Brother Ariella is sending scriptures every day, he always got a scripture, and wake up and on there and I'm searching, it's because my life is running smooth at that time. There's no hiccups at that time that's going on in my life. But sometimes when you don't hear from Brother Ariel, you know that there's hiccups going on in my life. There's what Abba will say, man, I can teach you, right? But we have to come to that understanding that at that point, Abba is teaching, Abba is purging. Because if not, that door that's open or that wound that's open is so easy for us to slip right into depression. And what we talked about before is a functioning believer, right? We keep the Sabbath, we're doing all of the feast days, but there's depression, there's hurt, there's a deep-seated disconnect deep down in there, right? There's a breach in your spirit. There's a breach in your mind. There's a breach somewhere. But on the surface, we functioning. We keeping Shabbat. We keeping the feast days. We keeping the dietary laws. But deep down, there's a breach. There's something missing. So that's why I would say, all right, but this time we're going mind, body, and soul. This came out of stronghold. And we're still dealing with strongholds, right? Still dealing with strongholds, because how many of each and every day is looking in that mirror? Looking in that mirror. As Abba brought out last week, we have to look into that mirror. We have to understand who we are so we can go out there in this world and teach. So we can recognize what spirit is on them people and how they are going through and what they are going through, and we can say we've been there, done that. We've been there, done that. Listening to Clubhouse yesterday, it was powerful, because what he was talking about was Hebrew women being abused, right? And for some, that may seem like a oxymoron, right? How in the world is Hebrew women, Israelite women, being abused when they supposed to be married to this believer, this man that says he live and die for Yahweh. Sure, he live and die for Yahweh, right? But that was a topic. Great topic, right? If Brother Harbaugh could tell you, because he was listening to. Great topic, man. Everybody was just opening up about abuse, and come to find out that there are a lot of sisters being abused, Israelite men. And when I say quote unquote Israelite men, because they're not Israelite, they are not the Israel of Yah. Israel of Yah, because the men of Israel should not in no way, shape, or form abuse their wives. They should not be in no way, shape, or form manipulating their wives. No way, shape, and form. But even with that, because it happens, it's happening. Don't just happen, it is happening. In Yisrael, physical abuse, manipulation that's happening in marriages. It's happening. But it should not be happening. It should not be. And one of the things that was surprising is that our brother opened up and said how he was molested as a child, and he went through the abuse as a child from 5 to 10 years old, how he was being molested, and how in the black community that we sweep these things under the rug, this molestation. We sweep them under the rug in our community, and others too, but we ain't talking about everybody. How we sweep these things under the rug, this molestation. And men have grown up with this molestation. Women have grown up with this thing in them. This thing that happened to them. But the conversation was good. Because people was on it and they was open. And that was one thing that Abba was showing me. Like we talked about it last week, how there are a lot of people hurting. We talking about some deep-seated years of hurting, and there's a healing that needs to take place within Yisrael, within ourselves. There's a healing that needs it. First, we have to be honest. So that's why we're going about that. We're going so we can start looking in the law of liberty, the Torah, and see ourselves. We got to start doing that. We got to start doing that. Each and every individual. Because when we talk to this world, they need to hear Ahava. They need to feel Ahava. They need to feel love. They need to feel Kane Bina, understanding. They need to see that you understand where I'm coming from. You feel me. You can feel what I'm going through. Why? Because you've been through it. You've been through it. We're going to talk about that day. It ain't going to be long today. I'm not going to hold y'all long. You know, we're going to move as Albert moved, though. We're going to move how he say move. And another beautiful thing is the openness that I heard on that line yesterday. And it was right in the same line. That what Abba was giving me and Harvell something that he told us to start this podcast, right? And just talking about the word, just talking about everyday life and how much it helps. So just to be able to talk to somebody open, freely, without somebody sitting back judging, without somebody sitting back, gathering thoughts, and later on, bringing those thoughts back to a person. That's what people mean when they ask, can I trust you? Can I trust you? When I tell you something that is detrimental to me that I've been through, that later on, I won't hear it from somebody else. Later on, you won't bring that back to me. tell me that this, that, and the other. Not even being trustworthy to ourselves. It's about to be able to open up and feel free to tell a sister my weaknesses, to tell a brother my weaknesses. And the brother and the sister say, let's pray. The first thing they say, let's pray. Let's bring in Abba Yah to this conversation. Let's bring in Abba Yah to this situation so we can start healing. We can start healing. Digging deep down within there. These things that we didn't cover up for years. Some of that we have forgot about it, but it has shaped and molded us to who we are today. And if we sit back and give it some thought and allow the Ruach, the Spirit, to dig it up, we'll realize why we act the way we act. You'll realize that. Let's get into my opening scripture, family. Let's get into it. But I really enjoyed the Clubhouse. I really enjoyed it. It was good, and just got a chance to and you know y'all know my opening scripture is Matit Yahu, Matthew's 22. Let me get there while I'm talking. 37:22, starting at verse 37 and 38. These are two. Matter of fact, I got two opening scriptures from now on. But back to the Clubhouse, because I got a chance early in the week to listen to one group. This group was open. They had Muslims in there. They had Jews in there. They had Messianic believers, non-Messianic believers, Christians in there. I mean, they had everything under the sun in this group. So I was just listening. Just listen. And the funny thing about it is who took charge of the room was an Orthodox Jew. You know, and it was funny because when I heard the Hebrew Israelites in there, the sisters and brothers, because, you know, they were bombarding him with questions. And they wanted him to just to outright say, yes, y'all are the true Hebrew Israelites, right? But he would never say, y'all are the true, the natural born true Hebrew, like back in ancient. Now, he would never come out to say that, right? But he took charge of the room. And another thing that I learned is, again, Israel needs to be taught. So teachers are popping up from all over the place to teach Israel. Why? Because they know in the last day, Israel shall rise. But he even said, yes, maybe 4,000 years ago when they first started, they was of a darker hue. They wasn't pasty pale as me, right? But they wanted him so bad to say, yes, y'all are the true Hebrew Israelites. And all he kept saying is, you know what? I accept y'all. Yeah, come be Jewish. Come join the culture. Come join the Jewish culture. Come join the Jewish holiday. Come, as long as you keep in Torah, come keep Torah. That's what he kept saying, right? And me, when I was in, I was just sitting back, and I was smiling because Abba Yah has prepared us for each and every conversation, right? That's the reason why, because I just listen. I don't say nothing, right? He prepared us. But what he also showed me in there is Israel, y'all got it. But didn't he say that in his word? That I'm going to make you jealous, Israel, because Israel, all I heard was them. Is I want you to say, I need you to say, Jewish man, that black people, these people over here in America, are the true Hebrew Israelites. I need you to say that so bad. I need your validation. Although they were saying, I don't need your validation, but you can hear the cry within them. They wanted him to say so bad that y'all are the true Hebrew Israelites. Every way they try to go, every corner they try to turn around, all he kept telling them, sure, I accept y'all. come join the Jewish faith. That's all he kept saying. But what Abba was showing me is I told him that. I told him that in Devarim 32, starting at verse 20, and you go down probably to 25, and it will give you the whole thought. Because you made me jealous because you was out there with another God, I'm going to make you jealous and angry with a foolish nation who is not a people, a barbaric nation. That's what Abba said when you go and read Deuteronomy 32, starting at verse 20 and end at 25. You'll see the whole picture right there when he said, I'm going to make you jealous with a foolish nation who are not a people and are not Israel jealous. True, yes. Because all they kept wanting that man to say is, y'all are the true Hebrew Israelites. But what else it showed me is the Orthodox Jew was being disingenuous. He was. And I remember those who used to go to the classes, I forgot the rabbi name that used to come here at Beth Yahweh years ago, about 15 years ago, that he used to come and teach us. This white rabbi, I forgot his name. But I remember him. And I remember Rabbi Gershon McDaniel said, they're not going to teach you the right way. They're only going to teach you somewhat. They're not going to give you the whole truth. And that's what he kept doing to them. He would go into the Mishnah. He would go into the Talmud. All these things that he knew that these Israelites didn't have no knowledge of, because none of them couldn't give him a rebuttal. None of them couldn't come back. But Abba said, you listening? Just listen right now, right? Because if he wanted to be genuine, instead he's saying, come and join the Jewish faith. If you know anything about the Jews, right, about the European Orthodox Jews, they would never tell you to, or they would never say to another Jew, come join the Jewish faith. If he believed that you was a Jew and you left, what is the word he would say to them? Return unto the Torah. He would never say, come and join. So he was being disingenuous. He was fooling them. You know, you listening. I prepared y'all, that's Yahweh. Y'all are prepared, that's Yahweh. You prepared. Now let's get to yourself, right? You got the knowledge. Let's dig down. That ruach flow through you. Let the spirituality of my word come to fruition, right? But he would have never said to another Jew, come and join, if he believed that they were truly Jews. He would have never said, yeah, come join the Jewish church. Teshuva, return. He would have never said that. That's what he would have said. Teshuva, return to the Torah. Because what would they know? You walked away from the Torah that you didn't left, that you can always return. But if in his mind you never been, I would say he's doing what? Raising up men after his own heart to teach his people who have true love for his people. Because we love Abba first. True love for his people. We teach them. We can get down in the gutters with them. Because Yahushua did that for us. He came down and he got in the gutter with us. He came down here in this mud pit with us. Now, I mean, we going in, down in the ghetto, but we ain't willing to get down in the mud pit. We got to be willing to get down in the mud pit with these people. Same thing Yahushua did. Let's know and understand ourselves. So we will not be easily triggered when we get out there, when that person tells you, get the mother, moodle, bada, boom, bam, out my face with that moodle, bada, boom, bam. You understand? Mahal Rally and Sister Malcolm will tell you, they've been out there before, and how, matter of fact, they was in the heart of the ghetto in Baltimore City. They was on lawn, if you know anything about Baltimore. Lawrence, Pennsylvania. Don't know. Allow me to educate you, because I grew up around that way. That is the heroin capital of the world. I didn't say just Maryland. I didn't say just Baltimore. The heroin capital right there, Lawrence in Pennsylvania. Heroin capital of the world. This here is another country news. BBC is another country news. They came and did studies. They did shows on Lawrence in Pennsylvania. Right there on Lawrence in Pennsylvania. That is the drug capital, the heroin capital of the world, right there. Go through there right now. It will remind you of a ghetto Vegas strip. If you ever been on a Vegas strip, guess what it looked like? Bottom of Pennsylvania and Dolphin to all the way up to Penny North looked like at least 12 to 14 blocks in both sides filled with addicts. Both sides. They was in the heart of it, teaching the word of Yahweh with a brother Mike. And them people were saying all types of obscene things to them. Don't nobody want to hear that. Rabba boom bam, boom bam. Rabba yabba boom bam. So ignorance is human beings. So we won't be easily triggered. And you think that's the problem? Wait till we go to our own people, which would be the Hebrew Israelites in these camps. Woo! When you think and you see the same type of fierceness, the same type of ignorant, niggeroid stuff from what you see out there on the street from these brothers and sisters who say they are Hebrew Israelites. Because I've been in those rooms too, where they cussing people out with the word of Yahweh. Talking all types of ways to people. Have the word of Yahweh in their hands. I need your resolve fortified so you will not be triggered when you go out there. But if we lead with love, a hover, it will cover a multitude of sins. But if we ain't got that right with one another, we ain't going to get it out. We can't go out there in the street. We ain't got it right with one another. How are we going to go out there in the street? We can't even get it right in the house of Beth Yahweh. Love and the hover for one another. How are we going to do that? Let me open up now. Let me say these scriptures right here, and we can move on through the chapter, the verses. And we can enjoy the rest of the Shabbat. Matityahu, Matthew 22:37. Yahushua said to him, "You shall love Yahweh, your mighty one, with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, body, and soul." That Yahweh commands us, because we know this comes from Deborah. This is a commandment on how we should love Yahweh with our mind, body, and soul. We should love Yahweh with our mind, body, and soul. 238. This is the first and great commandment. Matthew, I'm going to read 39 too. A second likewise is this. You should love your neighbor as yourself. The Torah and the prophets depend on these two commandments. You should love your neighbor, your brother, your sister, mind, body, and soul. If you ain't doing these two, but you're doing everything else, simple. It's in vain while we are going through what we're going through. So we can learn ourselves. We can learn ourselves. In fact, let me go to the second one. We're going to 1 Thessalonians. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. May the mighty one of Shalom himself sanctify you completely. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at our Master Yahushua HaMashiach. Right? May Yah sanctify each and every one of us. May we all be blameless. May we all change in the twinkling of an eye when Yahushua cracks the sky if we are blessed enough to be in the days when he returns. But if not, may we all wake up and see one another twinkling of an eye, as the scripture says. May I look around and see my brothers and sisters foiled in this work more majority of their lives. Who in Yahweh's work, who have given up their lives, may I look around and see y'all. May y'all see me. Y'all stand in front of Yahushua and he say, well done. I want to hear those dreadful words. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. May we all stand in front of Yahushua and hear those words. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You understand? Well done. So may we all be sanctified. May we all be set apart in our mind and our ruach. May Abba Yah continue to purge us of who we are and make us into who he need us to be, who he want us to be. The sons and daughters of Yahweh. The sons and daughters of Yahweh. Let's move on, family. Here's a question that I had to write down, you know, that in the middle of the week I got a chance to talk to Abba Yah, and the question was, but he answered it. There are two ways that Yahweh learned human behavior. And listen to how he worded it. Learned human behavior. Not that he learned humans, because he made them, right? There's two ways that he learned human behavior. So you think about it. Hold up, man. Abba Yah had to learn human behavior? He had to learn how his spirit works within this flesh? He had to learn that, yes. The first way that he learned is observation. He sat back and he looked from the heavens, as well as his Malachim going back and forth writing books. Because we know we all have a book that's being written about us, right? I hope you know that. I hope this ain't news to you that you got somebody writing a book about your life. You have your own personal autobiography. I hope this ain't the first time that you're understanding that we all got an autobiography being written. And this author don't make mistakes. This author do not lie. In fact, we can't even sit there and give him word for word of our own life. We can't sit there in the chair and he's sitting there writing down what we say. We ain't even got to do that for this autobiography. We ain't got to do that. And he's going to sit in the couch and go ahead, start day one. Tell me what you remember. No. Our thoughts is written down. What we think he's writing down. Thorough. It's going to be so thorough that you're going to get up there and as the scriptures say, a liar won't tarry in his face. You're going to go to lie, woo, you're gone. Nah, I saw it before it came out your lips. I saw it. You're going to be going down wondering what happened. I know I didn't even get to say nothing. I don't know where I get kicked out. The autobiography. We all got one. Scripture says, and the books are open. What do you think that is? The world gave a name for it, the autobiography, right? If you're a star, you got one. If you somewhat famous, you got one. But hell, every human being on the face of the planet going to have one, an autobiography. And don't nobody in this world have to write it. In fact, can't nobody write it the way Abba Yah going to write it. Can't nobody do it. Isn't that something? We that famous, we that bad. We get an autobiography of our lives. Wow. Toda Abba Yah for your wisdom. Toda. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the first thing and the first way that Abba Yah learned is observation. He observed human nature. He observed it, right? He sat there and he watched us. He watched us. Listen to what he says. Let's go to Bereshit 6, 5, chapter 6, verse 5. This is what he said after he did some observation of mankind, how we are, how he learned our behavior. Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of man's heart was continually only evil, was continually only evil. After he observed man all them years, come to the conclusion, my goodness, what happened? Not that he asked him what happened. Oh man, all he think is evil thoughts. The vast majority of them, vast majority of them. You know what Abba showed us earlier as we were talking, me and my brother. In the beginning, he said he made male and female. He created he them and called their name Adam. And what did he say? Did he say, it was told me, oh, very good. They translated that way. But a better way to say it is, it is functional. It is functional. When I first made man, he was functional. But what happened to man? After he observed for thousands of years, a couple hundred years, after he observed man, what happened? I made this man functional. How did he get dysfunctional? Lo and behold, where we are today in our dysfunctional state of mind. We are really dysfunctional today. We're talking about in the days of Noah, at least 3,000 years ago. At least 3,000 years ago. How much worse are we today? And we didn't get better throughout the years. So the second way Abba had to learn human behavior, what did the word say? And you're conning 1-1, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, with God, and the Word became Elohim. Right? Then we couple that with Hebrews 4:15. Talks about that we have a high priest that was touched in every way that we were, but didn't sin. Matter of fact, let me not paraphrase that. Let's go read that. Y'all got it right here. Hebrews 4:15. For we don't have a high priest who can't be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but one who has been in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. In other words, I understand what you're going through in this flesh. I have experienced this thing. I have experienced the behavior of human beings. When I only observed it, it was wicked and evil. But now I'm experiencing it. Woo-wee! got to give them my Ruach HaKodesh. I got to give them my Holy Spirit because they need help. We, as human beings, we need the Father's help of going through this journey we call life. We need his help because we are born in iniquity and shaped in sin, the scripture says. We can't do it without Abba Yah. Cannot do it. Abba Yah, he's using that. So I'm going to use that experience. I'm going to use your sin so I can show you who you are. And you'll have a conscious decision to make at the end. Have a conscious decision to make at the end. Thinking about some things earlier this week also, and came to the conclusion that this world is the lion's den. The whole world is the lion's den that Brother Daniel was doing. Or we can even say the fiery furnace. The whole world is that for a believer. The whole world is the lion's den. The whole world is the fiery furnace. Oh, you stretching now, brother. You stretching. You stretching. Y'all brothers at Yahweh, y'all be stretching. Y'all be going too far with the word. Y'all be seeing something that the average brothers and sisters ain't seeing. How you gonna figure that the whole world is the lion's den? All right, well, let's break it down. Let's see. Let's see if the word can back that up. Hello, Satan was walking, right? Abba Yah called him. So where are you going at? He said, up and down the earth, seeing who I can devour. This is Satan, right? This is in the book of Job. So Abba asked Satan, where was he going? He said, up and down the earth, seeking whom I devour. Okay, but they ain't got nothing to say. That's a lie. That, you said a lie is dead. That's Satan. All right, well, Brother Kepha said it this way. Brother Peter said it this way. So let's move on to Brother Peter, right? Brother Kevin says, our adversary as a roaring lion seeketh whom he may devour. Put those two things together and we can come and see that the whole world is a lion's den, right? So we don't be stretching here at Yahweh. We don't stretch it. And everything we talk about comes from the word of Yahweh. Maybe we say some things at times that believers may not understand, but as the words say, continue in my word. Continue. Don't just pick up. If you a person who just picked up the line in Beth Yahweh, you may hear some things and it may sound crazy to you. Because what you have learned is what the world been teaching for these last couple thousands of years when Christianity have took over the word of Yahweh, right? And here is what we're trying to do, return to the Torah. Well, we have been doing this, returning to the Torah. So the understanding is going to be different. With it. Stay with it. Don't just jump on here one time because a brother and sister had told you and said, listen, stick with it. It took me years to learn a lot of stuff that I learned in Beth Yahweh. Years. And we can attest to that. We just talked about this 6 weeks ago, like 15 years, that I had to learn the lesson that Gershom Ben Daniel was talking about. But I stuck with it. Abba gave me the understanding. Gershom Ben Daniel may have planted, Rabbi Yaakiel may have watered, and Yahweh gave the increase. Amen? So stick with it. Stick with it. Don't get discouraged because you heard something and it may conflict with you what you already think you know about the word of Yahweh. Sit down. Call a brother. Call a sister. Ask them. Explain that. Can we reason together? Let's reason with the word of Yahweh. Talking about Brother Shaul, Brother Paul, how he reasoned 3 Sabbaths with them about Yahushua. And we don't have no problem with reasoning with somebody. Now, we're not going to debate, no endless debate, but reasoning, going in the Word and trying to show, improve the Word, give the understanding of Yahweh's Word, we will not sit there and debate you for hours over some foolishness. No, we will not do that. That's not what we call for. We're not called to do that, to go and debate the Word of Yahweh. That's foolishness. You don't see that nowhere in the Scripture. Debating the Word of Yahweh. All you're trying to do is match wits. We don't match wits here. By the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And that's males and the females. That's males and the females. That's moved by Yahweh's Spirit. Catch nobody out there trying to debate Yahweh's Word. That's not what we call. We call to give you understanding of Yahweh's Word and to reason with you. And if we found to be wrong or in error, we have no problem of changing and repenting. But that's Yahweh's grace and His mercy. That ain't no shame. We don't look at shame. We look at that as Yahweh's grace and mercy on us. Because at the end of the day, like we talked about earlier, we want to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That's what we want to hear. We talked about these two ways of observation that Abba learned human behavior. By observating and experiencing, we must do the same thing. Observing ourselves, studying ourselves, understand what triggers us, understand that what we call at my job the antecedents of what happened, right? That happened today, me and I was on the phone. I could see the client about to go off. He did the... And moving in them, I'll get the meet. I said, "All right, I got to call you back." He about to be acting a fool real quick. And that's my job. I have to learn his behaviors. Right? They give us a book to go in and learn what we would call the triggers. What triggers him? And then some psychosociates will let you know, well, we don't know what triggers him. That some clients, they don't know. They have no clue. But with experience and working with them, if you hands-on, eventually you will learn. Each and every person got one. A trigger. You will see it. You will learn. You'll learn an individual. How we can learn ourselves, more importantly, our own triggers. And able to catch the behavior. And we all have behavior. We all have behavior plans. We all do. We all are emotional beings. And Abba's not trying to, let me be the first to tell you if you don't believe, Abba's not trying to take our emotions away from us. He's not trying to have us walking around as robots. He don't want that. He wants you to be able to have your emotions. Don't allow your emotions to rule over you, your passions to rule over you. That's all he's saying. Have it. He has them. We was made in his image. And I was jealous. I'm jealous over you, Israel. That's a behavior. He can have behaviors. Emotion. He gave a husband that same thing. Hey, if you're jealous over your wife, such and such, do such and such. I believe it's in the book of Numbers. Emotion. He's not trying to take them away from us. And some of us are very emotional. Don't allow them to control you. Don't give the adversary a door to come through. All right. When you messed up, you gave the adversary a door to come through. Good. Now I can use it. Now I can show you. that I can show you how you are messing up and how he is getting it. I can show you just the moment when you slipped and when he came in. So next time you'll be able to recognize that and hopefully catch it. It may take you 3 or 4 times. Again, Abba is not trying to make us robots. What he is trying to get us is in control of our emotions and the spirit that he has given us. And we have to learn these things. These are a process of learning how to control the Holy Spirit. And again, we can control it. We can control the Holy Spirit. But some of us learn the hard way. Some of us learn the easy way. Some of us can't get right when it comes to Abba Yah. And some of us, like my brother, my oldest brother, Cliff, he would cry before the belt hit him. Me, on the other hand, it was 3 of us, Sean, Darius, and Cliff. I would cry after a couple hits. It ain't take that many hits for me to cry when we was kids. Now, my brother Darius, this man would get beat down before he cried. He would get beat down before he cried. Hello to my kids. I mean, me and Cliff sitting there, like, why you just don't cry? Look, we all been there as parents and have parents that been there or have a sibling who just wouldn't cry when he getting beat. So they got to beat him and beat him and beat him and beat him till he drop. But he's so stubborn that it takes that much. Parents don't want to beat their kids. Cliff knew that or not, but he will cry before the bell hit him. Me, I'm trying to play tough a little bit, but the pop, 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 didn't take long. This man, Darius Kelly, boy, it took about a half hour of behind whipping before a teardrop. A teardrop. And that's us, though. We got to go through so much before Abba, or we truly learn the lesson that Abba's trying to teach us. Right? We got to get beat, beat, beat. Waving a white flag, all right. Then if we ain't even recognizing that it's Abba Yah who is trying to purge us, who is trying to get the soot off of us, right? Who is trying to purify us so we can shine like his jewels. If we don't even recognize that, that's when those beatings or those learning lessons take longer. So Abba want us to have that wisdom within us. Let's go to the book of James, and let's see what Abba say to us, right? Let's see this. We didn't read this many times too, right? But let's allow Abba to open this up for us. We're gonna read the whole chapter, the book of James, starting at 1. And remember what we're talking about. We're talking about mind, body, and soul, right? We're talking about these breaches that's within our soul. We're talking about this dysfunction that we have as human beings, our behavioral problems, right? James, a servant of Yah and of the Master Yahushua HaMashiach, to the 12 tribes which are in dispersion, greetings, right? All joy, my brothers, when you fall into various temptations. I've been read this 100 times, right? A many times, and heard it read a many times. And at no time have I ever thought when I was going through that I counted all joy. When I go through my trials and tribulations, that I'm counting it all joy. At no time in those trials that I'm like, oh yeah, I'm glad I'm going through this. Yes, I'm going through it. Not one time did that come to mind. Not one time. What was me came to mind. Ignorance came to mind. Stubbornness came to mind. But never I'm counting it as joy. Right? I'm honest. I'm going to be honest. And how many people out there that really, when they went through it, as they were going through it, counted it as joy? I wait for you, for your hands to be raised. We know that's rhetorical. How many people actually did that or do that? How many people actually really digging down and see what they're talking about, counting it all joy? Knowing that testing of your faith produces endurance. Let endurance have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing, right? But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask Elohim, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. You know, just in those four verses right there, right? The first four verses, there's a powerful, there's something there. Count it all joy, because in fact, understand why you going through this. I'm going to use this situation to strengthen your faith, to build your faith. That way, that while you going through it, you endure it. What you got to go through, endure it. Building your faith. So when you come out of it, count it all joy, so to speak, on your belt of faith. Is building your faith up for you a little more. After we come out of that, learn and understand that that was Abba who put and allowed Joseph to be put in prison so a notch can be built on his faith, so when he come back and he look at the whole situation, that I understand now. So that's why when he gets to four, let endurance have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing, right? We talked about this completeness last week, that Abba want us to be complete. We talked about that in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, that we, if you round it all up, of you, mind, body, and soul, going into the kingdom, right? The separation. But it's through our trials and tribulations that he is teaching us. He is putting another notch on our faith. He is building our faith up in us. But listen to what he says inside. But if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask Yahweh, right? Who gives to all liberally and without reproach, it will be given to him. If you do not, this is what he's saying. If you do not understand why you are going through what you're going through, if you do not understand that I had to remove my hand from you, I had to allow to touch you, as in Brother Joe, ask me, why are you going through it? Ask me, what am I to learn in this? Endurance. I'm giving, trying to allow whatever the situation to be your battle axe, believer. So you can be complete. So the adversary won't have a doorway to step through. So while you're in it, ask me. If you don't understand, if you need some wisdom of what you're going through, ask me. And I'm going to let you know why you're going through what you're going through. If you want to know, just ask me. I'm faithful enough to tell you. I'm not man that I should lie. Just ask me, why are you going through what you're going through? And that's for all of us. If you lack wisdom in whatever we go through, right? Just ask me. I let you know. Keep the whole thing in that one complete thought, right? But let him act in faith without doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven by the wind. Driven by the wind and tossed, right? Don't sit there as in Brother Job, second guessing, Abba Yah, while you going through it. See the word of Yahweh. Brother Job, he was going through what he was going through, and he was more complaining and doubting. And this should not be happening to me. I said, don't ask and be doubting me. Believer, give you understanding of why you're going through what you're going through. At the end, you'll be able to count it all joy as Brother Joseph. Now I understand. Abba used me in the words of Brother Joseph. I've been through all that hell so I could save my people, Israel. Now I count it all joy. But at the time, I didn't know. Job, at the time, I didn't know. I sat and I complained with my companions. But at the end of Job, right? What did he say? I thought I knew you. Now I know you. So obviously, as you're going through, don't doubt me. Complain too much. Don't murmur as your forefathers in the wilderness. Don't murmur. Even me, I have your best interest at heart more than anybody in that world that you hold so dear to. I have your best interest at heart. Me, Yahushua. Nobody else gonna love you the way I do. So don't doubt me. Don't doubt me. Believe. Even when you're going through, believe that I can deliver you out of that. And I'll give you a great reward. Let's not doubt, family, while we in that. While we going through that. And I know it hurts. I know it causes us distress, tears, crying, all that by ourselves, right? We get in these little corners, we get in our quiet places, and we can get a chance to hear our own thoughts and the thoughts of the adversary. But there's a still voice right there at the same time. Let's trust in Yahweh. Let's trust. We trust and believe that he sent his son to die as we're going through. And if we don't, let's try to get a brother and sister over there and pray with you and talk with you. Because, again, it's not a robotic thing like you just hit a switch and it automatically happens. It's a process. It's a process. And that world needs us out there. The world needs six again. But let him act in faith without any doubting, for he a wave of the sea driven by the wind and tossed. For that man shouldn't think that he received anything from Yahweh. Right? Just listen how the tone of the voice went up. Don't even let your mind cross, let it cross your mind that you're going to get something from Yahweh. You out there doubting like that. When you go through your situation and you just all of a sudden, you ain't a believer, you quote-unquote lost your faith or lost your religion all of a sudden because you're going through a little something. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. But let the brother in humble circumstances glory in his high position. Amen. And the rich in that he is made humble, because like the flower in the grass, he will pass away. For the sun arises with the scorching wind and withers the grass, and the flowers it falls. The flower and it falls, and the beauty of its appearance perishes. So also will the rich man fade away in his pursuit. Blessed is a person who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which Yahweh promised those who love him. Amen. And what he just talked about was a season of time, right? A season. A season of time. You go into the book of Ecclesiastes, Brother Shlomo talks about there is a time. All have our seasons that we go through. We all have our seasons. Me and the Brother Harbaugh, we talk, and all my brothers, we talk. Some more than others. But as I told him one time, I said, Brother, I could tell when you're going through something. I hope he don't mind me sharing. I can tell when he's going through something. I can tell when the Ruach is high on him. I can tell when he's down low because you talk to him. You all right, brother? I think, oh, yeah, well, yeah, everything good. I think to myself, no. You know, I know you, Brother Harbaugh. Something is wrong. Something is going on, right? But here lately, we've been able to talk about, hey, everything is good. Been able to let that, brother. And we allow each other to go. The same thing with me. He can tell. Call me, hey, brother, everything good, bro. You can hear. You can hear it in the brother's spirit. We have the spirit of discernment, right? We can hear it even in our wives, our husbands, and our coworkers and people we be around. We can hear it when we're going through, right? No man say when he is tempted, I am tempted by Yah. For Yah can't be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one, right? But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then the lust, when it has conceived, bears sin, and the sin, when it is full grown, produces death, right? That's that person who allowed their passions. And when we think of lust, let's not just think of something between a man and a woman, right? This lust is after anything that draws you away from the Torah, that draws you away from Yahweh, right? Our passions can be our lust at times, right? Whatever we want at that time. And it supersedes the will of Yahweh. He said, don't think that I am the one that's doing that. That's not me. That's all you. That's all your behavior. That's all how you are. But that's cool. Because I can use that. Pray we don't again have to go through those lessons over and over and over again. That they become, that we are submit to the will of Yahweh. Every good gift, 17, and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom can be no variation, nor turning shadow, right? Of his own will he gave birth to us by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. Sorry about that, family. Let me get back to that word. Let me read 18 again. Of his own will, he gave birth to us by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. 19. So, then, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to anger. To the anger of man, for the anger of man doesn't produce the righteousness of Yah. What are you talking about here, family? To one another. When we rebuking one another, you should never be in anger. It will tell you, you should never beat your child in anger. You should never, that's how so many kids be abused. Because a parent, in their anger, had went and tried to discipline their child and don't have control over their passions and beat the child too hard, and it becomes abuse. So we should never do that in anger. And here, even when we're talking and rebuking one another, it should never be in anger. We should always feel the one who is being rebuked, the love of Yahweh, especially if that person claims themselves to be a believer. Especially it will be received. If not, it will not be received. Because the scripture says this also, a kind word turns away strife, and love covers a multitude of sins. Yes, you can rebuke a brother. Yes, you can rebuke a sister. Yes, you can. And you can be stern in it. Not to be talking all soft and all sweet. But it better be within the Ruach HaKodesh. It better be within the Spirit of Yah. And it better be in love. Considering yourself first. Find a brother in a fault or a sister in a fault. He said, consider yourself first. Love the brother or the sister should feel coming from you. Stay in the will of Yahweh. If we do not want our behaviors to conflict with the will of Yahweh, right? I don't believe nobody want that, because we know what's going to come with that. Lessons. And some will be hard, and some will be easy. But let us, if we have to rebuke a brother or sister, let it be within love. And let that brother and sister know or feel the love of Yahweh coming from you. Right? 20 one more time. For the anger of man doesn't produce the righteousness of Yahweh. Therefore, putting away all filthiness and overflowing of wickedness, receive with humility an implanted word, which is able to save your soul, right? Humility. But be doers of the word, and not only hearers, deluding yourselves, your own selves. For if any man is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man looking at his natural face in a mirror. For he sees himself and goes away, immediately forgets what kind of man he was. What? Did y'all hear how he changed? He said he sees himself in a mirror. When he walk away from the mirror, he don't forget how he look. He forget what type of man he is. What type of man he is. So Brother Shaul can come, Brother Paul can come and say, oh, wretched man that I am. He come to understand who he was and how he was behaving. Man he was. So we get the law of liberty, not the liberty reading. But he who looked into the perfect love, law of freedom, the perfect Torah of freedom, and continues, not being a hearer who forgets, but a doer of the work, this man will be blessed in what he does. If any among you thinks himself to be religious, and we just going to use religious, or faith, right? Spiritual. While he doesn't bridle his tongue, but deceives him, his heart, this man's spirituality is worthless. Pure spirituality and undefiled before our mighty one and Abba is this, to visit the fatherless and widowed in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Unstained by the world. But continue to purge ourselves, world sisters. again, everything we read tonight is a process. Some will take longer than others to learn this process. Some will take longer than others to learn this process. As we walk in this journey we call life, as we walk in the journey of Torah, that is our guidance for this life, it will be up to us how we move through this life with Torah. How we can hinder Yahweh from taking us to another level. We do that. I had to learn a hard lesson tonight when he showed me the understanding of that dream. We do that. We hinder our growth with Abba Yah. We do that. He is the master teacher, and he's always willing to teach us. Whether he got to teach us hard lessons or easy lessons, he is always willing to teach us. And he will not pass you just because. Throughout his word, I will not have you in him. So he cannot pass us just because. We have to earn those grades that Abba gives us, if we understand what I'm saying. And as the scriptures say, he or she that have an ear, let them hear what the word of Yahweh is saying to you. And that is the end of my portion, family. Prayfully, we all got something. Prayfully that Abba Yah will grow us and continue to get the glory out of our lives. Amen. Bless all you Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Bless all you Yahweh who resuscitates the dead. Bless all you Yahweh, the holy power. Bless all you Yahweh who sanctifies the Shabbat. Bless all you Yahweh who restores his presence to Zion. Bless all you Yahweh, the beneficent one. Bless all you Yahweh who blesses Yisrael with shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, once again, for giving us the breath of life, Father. Toda Abba Yah, for our elder, Father, to continue to give us your wisdom, Father. Toda Abba Yah, for our Emas, Father, who continue to watch over us and give us the wisdom that you have bestowed upon them, Father. Our Kotis, our Ox, Father, our Morays, our priests, Father, the Yaladis, Father, continue to keep us in your heads, Father. Continue to keep your covering wings over us, Father. Not just this Yahweh, Father, but all of Yisrael throughout this world system, Father. Because you said in your word, you scattered Israel through the four corners of this world, Father. So may one day we come together under that one banner, Torah, and the understanding of Yahushua, the testimony of Yahushua, Father. Father, I ask and pray for your Morays tomorrow, Rabbi Yaakov, Moray Harbel, Father, that you put your Ruach on them, Father, and that it come through them like a mighty wind, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom.
Have mercy upon me, O Yah, for I am weak. O Yah, heal me. Psalm 6, verse 2. Heal me, have mercy upon me,
give thanks, thanks, thank you. I give thanks, thanks, thank you. All I can say is thanks, thanks, thank you. All I can say is thanks. Thank you. Have mercy.